Well, dear brethren, we draw to the close of another convention, and it never ceases to amaze me how quickly the time passes when one is with the Lord's people. We have, over the past several days, enjoyed wonderful and blessed fellowship with dear ones of like precious faith, with people whom we love and cherish. Dear one, it is only amongst our brethren, those unique individuals called of God, those not many wise, according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. It is only these blessed individuals who are in any sense able to appreciate and to truly sympathize with their brethren, as each one of us faces the tests and the trials which are placed in our paths, and which our great Heavenly Father utilizes to shape and polish our characters so that we might be partakers of the divine nature. What a wonderful and blessed privilege it is, dear brethren, and let us never lose sight of these exceeding great and precious promises that we have been given. And, as has been mentioned a couple times from the platform, it should have been our desire to be a blessing unto our brethren this weekend, but also to receive a blessing. We have been richly blessed over the last 2 days with some very beautiful discourses. And as was mentioned from the platform a couple of times, it seems like there was the constant theme throughout the many discourses, which basically fell in line with our theme text. And it's one that we feel is so very important to us. And that is love. That was the theme almost of every one. And I thought on Friday night we started out very well with Brother Peter's discourse. So I asked the different brethren for just one little nugget, one sentence or just a few words. What would they like the brethren to take home from this, or take home from their thoughts? So on Friday, Brother Peter's topic was, "The best is yet to come." And I, like I say, what a wonderful way to begin a convention. But Friday evening was even more special for me because my parents joined in for supper and for the service and I think for some wonderful fellowship. And I am so thankful that what they heard was the foundation of what gives us such great joy and makes us appreciate our Heavenly Father's wonderful character and that amazing plan so very much. 1 Corinthians 2:9 tells us that it is written that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor even entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. And I've always kind of thought that this scripture was in reference to the heavenlies, to what the church class would enjoy. But I've kind of expanded on my view of that scripture, because I think when earth is perfected, it'll be far beyond anything that we can even imagine. It'll be just wonderful, but it'll be better than that. God's footstool will indeed be made glorious. And as Brother Peter shared with us, the best is indeed yet to come. And this is the foundation of our hope. Once again, with reference to my parents, I would like to thank each one of you who were there on Friday for being so kind to them and so gracious. I think that it was a very good reflection on our faith. Brother Byron, in his treatise on the theme text, Galatians 5:13, which we see, "For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." And what he wanted you to remember was the guiding principle in the exercise of liberty is love. Brother Obi chose the topic on Saturday morning, "I have set my face." What he would care for us to remember was it is the certainty of God's promises for us that should give us the courage to do His will at all times. Brother George's discussion of Matthew 13:37, where it states that he that soweth the good seed is a son of man. Brother George's point was that the truth is only found in the Word of God, and it has been given to us the privilege, and it is a privilege, to spread these seeds to all who will listen. Brother Mike related to us the story of Elijah. And what Brother Mike wanted to impress upon us is that it is so important for us to be attentive to that still, small voice. Next, we heard from Brother Ben. And Brother Ben's topic was stand firm. And he shared that he would like us to remember that Satan is a powerful adversary. If we stand firm in God's Word and put on the armor of God that He has provided, our victory is sure. And then Brother Jerry shared with us a very important topic, obedience. And he would like you to remember that obedience to God is the test upon all of His creatures. Our true and continued obedience to our Heavenly Father will help us develop an acceptable spirit of love and be counted as faithful servants. This morning, Brother Raphael's topic was, teach us to number our days. And he impressed the fact that time is a gift from God, and that time is very precious, and that time is passing by. He stressed the importance of time management in our lives. Next, Brother George and Brother Mike were assigned a topic to discuss our walk with the world and with those within our fellowship. And this was intended to be an extension of our theme text, and both brothers agreed that love, kindness, compassion are characteristics which we must exercise in all of our relationships. It doesn't matter who it is. Then Brother Bill served as the chairman for our testimony meeting, and it is such a joy and so important both for the dear ones who testified as well as for us who just listened to be able to share in the experiences of our brethren. This does truly glorify our Heavenly Father. Then this afternoon we heard from Brother Jonathan, Kardesh Barnea. And Brother Jonathan summarized his thoughts by the use of two scripture texts. The first one is from James 1:8. These are familiar. If ye fulfill the royal law, according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well. Do well, brethren. And the other scripture is 1 Peter 4:8. Above all things have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. And finally, the last discourse of our convention was served by Brother Obi, to think like a Christian. And these are just my surmisations from his discourse because I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But I wrote down that the spirit begotten mind is best suited to the contemplation of spiritual matters, and we should not let our mind just dwell on things base and worldly. We are instructed to keep our hearts with all diligence, because out of the heart flows the issues of life. Our Christian thinking must dwell upon those things which we have learned from the Scriptures: compassion, kindness, sympathy, but above all, love. We have been indeed blessed to share the heavenly manna which has been provided for us, and we're so thankful to the speakers for their labors of love on our behalf and for making the effort to join us here this weekend. We know that this is all profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that we may be adequate, equipped for every good work. We appreciate so much the assistance that we have been given for encouragement and our edification. Additionally, we would like to thank Brother Bill for his service as chairman this morning. We appreciate your efforts very much. Also to Brother Ryan, who has spent the last 2 days in the back room. Sister Charlene, Brother Peter, they've been recording and, distributing our little convention all over the world to any who would care to join us. What a wonderful blessing that is, just to think that we have brethren, we have people who have the same feelings and the same desires and the same goal as we have all over the world. We'd also like to express our thanks to those who contributed to our Sunday school program. Our children need instruction too, but they need the real soft milk. And I would like to thank each one of you who sacrificed so much of your time and your means to be with us here this weekend. So, brethren, it is the prayer of our class that your time here has indeed been a blessing. And we hope that the memories and the strengthened ties of fellowship that we enjoy will strengthen each one of us and buoy us up as we return to our mundane lives, which we do every day. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.